All right, so you guys wanted to know more about this Orange Communication data breach, huh? Well, strap in, because we're diving deep on this one.
Yeah, this one is a doozy.
I mean, we're talking about a major telecom company, tons of sensitive data, and a hacker who goes by Ray. It's all very mysterious.
Very mysterious.
We'll be looking at an article called Orange Communication Data Breach: Analysis and Prevention.
Good article. Yeah.
And we're going to try and figure out exactly what happened here, who this Ray character is, and what it all means for you.
And I think what's really interesting here is the scope. We're not talking, just your typical emails and passwords. This is source code, financial documents, blueprints, even.
Wait, hold on. Source code. What could someone even do with that?
Well, think of it like this. It's basically the instruction manual for their entire network. You
Oh.
could find vulnerabilities, you could design attacks, or even just build your own version of their technology.
So not just stealing data, but potentially like crippling their operations. That's scary. And what about those financial documents and the blueprint?
Corporate espionage, right?
Yeah.
Imagine your competitor getting their hands on your pricing strategies or your client contract.
Or your future plans.
Exactly.
That's wild. The article also mentioned like 380,000 exposed email addresses.
Yeah.
What kind of risks does that open up for just like regular people?
Well, phishing scams, for one.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you get an email that looks like it's from Orange asking for your password.
And you think it's legit.
Right. And if you use that same password for other accounts, domino effect, not good.
Not good at all. Okay, so let's talk about this hacker, this Ray character. What do we actually know about them?
Not a whole lot, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, the article mentions this quote from them, something about leveling the playing field.
Yeah, that's cryptic.
Very. Could be a disgruntled ex-employee, could be a rival company, could even be some kind of hacktivist group. Hard to say.
So motive is still a big question mark.
Huge question mark.
Okay, but regardless of why they did it, how did they do it? How do you breach a company like Orange? They're huge.
Well, the article suggests a few possibilities,
Okay.
and one of them is almost too simple.
What, like they left a door open?
They didn't install security
I
updates.
see.
Yeah, apparently there were some known
Yeah,
vulnerabilities.
and they just didn't patch them.
It happens. Even big companies can get complacent.
Wow. So it's not just about having fancy security systems, it's about actually using them.
Exactly. You got to keep up with it.
Okay, so what about Orange's response? How are they handling this?
Pretty cautiously, they're acknowledging some irregularities.
Irregularities.
Yeah, very carefully worded. But they're not giving a lot of details. And their main advice so far,
Let me guess.
enable two-factor authentication.
Of course, lock the barn door after the horse is gone.
Right. But for those who don't know, two-factor authentication.
2FA.
It basically adds an extra layer of security to your accounts. You need your password ID, a code from your phone or email.
So even if someone gets your password, they can't get in.
Exactly. Makes it a lot harder.
Okay, good to know. But even with 2FA, this whole thing is going to have some serious consequences.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, for Orange, big hit to their reputation, probably some lawsuits. And then there's GDPR. That's
GDPR.
the European Union's data protection law.
Okay.
Very strict rules about how companies have to handle personal information.
And if they broke those rules.
Big fines. Potentially billions of dollars.
Wow, this is a mess. All right, well, we're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we'll dig into what this all means for the future of cybersecurity.
It's a big one.
Stay with us. Okay, so we've seen what can happen when a company like Orange gets hit with a data breach, but it's easy to think, well, that's a big company, it won't happen to me. But that's not really true, is it?
Not at all. This breach is a wake-up call for everyone, really. It shows that no one is immune to these kinds of attacks.
Yeah, it makes you wonder. If a company like Orange can't prevent this, what hope do the rest of us have?
Well, it's not about being hopeless. It's about changing our approach. We need to be more proactive, anticipate threats, and build systems that are resilient from the start.
So less about reacting to attacks and more about preventing them in the first place.
Exactly. And that starts with a thorough risk assessment. You need to know what your most critical assets are, what your vulnerabilities are, and what the potential impact of an attack could be.
So basically, figure out where you're weak before someone else does.
Exactly. And then you can start to build a strategy to protect those weak points.
And what would that strategy look like?
Well, it should be multi-layered. Technical safeguards, employee training, incident response planning, continuous monitoring.
You mentioned employee training. Why is that so important?
Well, because people are often the weakest link.
Ah, right.
I mean, think about it. A phishing email, a careless click on a malicious link. That's all it takes sometimes.
So you need to educate your employees to be more aware of those threats.
Exactly. Regular training can make a huge difference. Teach them how to spot phishing attempts, how to recognize suspicious activity, how to handle sensitive data properly.
It's about creating a culture of security.
Exactly. But of course, training alone isn't enough. You need the technology to back it up.
So what kind of technology are we talking about?
Well, strong firewalls are essential. You need to control access to your network. Intrusion detection systems are important too. They can flag suspicious activity. And of course, data encryption is crucial for protecting sensitive information.
And let's not forget about those security updates.
Oh, absolutely. The Orange breach showed us how important those are.
It's like if you don't maintain your car, eventually something's going to break down.
Right. And in the world of cybersecurity, those breakdowns can be very costly.
So it's about investing in both people and technology.
Absolutely. But beyond that, there needs to be a cultural shift as well. Cybersecurity can't just be an IT problem.
It needs to be everyone's responsibility.
Exactly. It starts with leadership, setting the tone, and prioritizing security at every level.
It's about making security a core part of your business.
Yeah, exactly. And that's not just good practice, it's good business. In today's world, customers want to know that their data is safe.
So it's about building trust.
Absolutely. And the Orange breach shows what can happen when that trust is broken.
Speaking of Orange, what are some of the broader implications of this breach for the telecom industry as a whole?
Well, I think it's a wake-up call for the whole sector. Telecom companies hold a lot of sensitive data on their customers. Call records, location data, browsing history.
It's a goldmine for hackers.
Right. And I think we're going to see a lot more scrutiny from regulators going forward.
So stricter security measures, more transparency.
Exactly. This breach could force the entire industry to raise its game when it comes to security.
So maybe a silver lining in all of this?
Possibly. But even with the best security in the world, no system is ever 100% safe.
Right. There's always a risk.
Always. So it's not about achieving perfect security. It's about minimizing risk and being prepared to respond when something does happen.
So always be vigilant.
Exactly. Cybersecurity is an ongoing process. It's a race to stay ahead of the bad guys. And that means constantly adapting, questioning your assumptions, and being willing to learn from your mistakes.
Well said. Okay, so we've talked about the big picture, but let's bring it back down to the individual level. What can our listeners do to protect themselves in this increasingly complex digital world? We'll dive into that right after the break. Okay, so we've talked about the big picture of this whole Orange data breach thing, but let's get down to brass tacks here. What can our listeners actually do to protect themselves, you know, in this crazy digital world we live in?
Yeah, it's easy to feel kind of helpless when you hear about these massive data breaches, you know. But there are actually some really simple things you could do to make yourself a lot safer online.
Like what? Give us the goods.
Well, first off, and I know we mentioned this a few times already, but it's worth repeating.
Mm-hmm.
Two-factor authentication.
Right, 2FA. I know. Some people find it annoying, that extra step.
Yeah, I get it. It can be a pain. But honestly, it's a small price to pay for peace of mind. Think about it. Would you rather spend like...
Yeah, no, good point. Okay, so 2FA, check. What else?
Passwords.
Oh, here we go. The password lecture.
I know. But it's important. Use strong, unique passwords for every single account you have. Please. No more using your pet's name or your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely don't use the same password for multiple sites.
Yeah, because if one site gets hacked, then they have the keys to the kingdom.
Exactly. And if you're having trouble keeping track of all those passwords, get a password manager.
Oh, yeah, those are great. Okay, what about phishing scams? Those seem to be getting trickier and trickier all the time.
Yeah, they are. It's all about being really careful and skeptical. Don't click on links from senders you don't know. Don't open attachments you weren't expecting.
And even if it looks like it's from someone you know?
Double check. Look closely at the email address. Hover over the link before you click it to see where it's actually going. And if anything feels even a little bit off, trust your gut. It's better to be safe than sorry.
So slow down, think before you click.
Exactly. And it's also a good idea to keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. Make sure there aren't any transactions you don't recognize.
Yeah, good old-fashioned vigilance.
Right. And speaking of vigilance, keep your software and devices updated. I know those updates can be annoying, but they often include important security patches.
It's like getting your flu shot, right? Better to be safe than sorry.
Exactly. And finally, be careful about what you share online, especially things like your home address or phone number.
Yeah, social media can be a bit of a minefield.
It can. The less information you put out there, the better.
So basically, be smart, be careful, be aware.
Exactly. And remember, it's not about living in fear. It's about taking sensible precautions. We all have a role to play in keeping ourselves safe online.
Well said. And, you know, the good news is that there are tons of resources out there to help us do just that. Websites, apps, organizations.
Yeah, if you're interested in learning more about cybersecurity, you can find a ton of great information online.
So stay informed, stay vigilant, and stay safe out there, folks. And on that note, we're going to wrap up this deep dive.
Thanks for listening,
We'll
everyone.
catch you next time.